U.S. officials are sending more than 600 tons of American-produced food as part of a humanitarian aid package to Iraq. Many American farmers see the shipment as the first step in the reopening of a large and lucrative export market, NPR's Greg Allam reports.
In Galveston, Texas this week, dock workers loaded the freighter Yellow Rose with more than 28,000 tons of wheat destined for Iraq. It's some of the first American-grown wheat sent there in more than a decade. The wheat is part of a shipment of humanitarian aid to be distributed by the UN's World Food Program and comes from a special government reserve maintained to respond to humanitarian crises. The Bush administration released a total of 200,000 tons of wheat for Iraq, but then swapped out about 50,000 tons for rice instead. John Mentis of the USA Rice Federation says his group lobbied the administration to include rice in humanitarian aid shipments.
Rice is a great fit because it's ready to cook, it's easily transportable, it's culturally acceptable, it can be digested by people who have compromised digestive systems. Why it's perfect for Iraq is that rice tends to be the staple carbohydrate, so why not give the people what it is they like to eat?
In the late 1980s, Iraq was one of the top export markets for U.S. rice, with U.S. growers shipping about 500,000 tons a year. That all changed with the 1991 Gulf War. Following the war, rice and other commodities could only be shipped into Iraq under the UN Oil for Food Program. And for the past decade, almost all of the food purchased under that program came from countries other than the U.S. Paul Green works with the North American Millers Association, which represents companies that produce flour and other processed grain products.
The Iraqis have had a great deal to do with the decisions at who is supplying the product, who can actually make offers. U.S. has been completely shut out of that process, and one might conclude that there were some political decisions in that Australians provided the majority of the wheat, and many of the European countries were providing the majority of the other products.
Last week, the UN Security Council voted to restart the Oil for Food program after the war's completion. Green says at this point it's not clear how the contracts will be awarded, but for U.S. producers, there's a lot at stake. Some 60% of Iraqis get their food from the program. Green says food producers in this country are optimistic that this time they'll have a place at the table.
To the extent that the United States has been involved in the actual setting up of the government over there, one assumes, and all the pain and suffering that we've gone through, that it would be a much larger participation by U.S. products.
The North American Millers Association has already had some success in getting its products into Iraq. 10,000 tons of flour were prepositioned in the region for immediate delivery, and the government is purchasing an additional 50,000 tons to be shipped next month. Agriculture groups believe these small shipments of humanitarian aid are the first step to reopening a market that's been closed to them for the past 12 years, and many have been lobbying to be included. U.S. poultry producers were not successful in getting their products included in these first shipments. Jim Sumner, president of the USA Poultry and Egg Export Council, says his group now is working with government agencies to identify cold storage facilities in the region so that future shipments can include frozen chicken parts.
Iraq was one of our primary poultry export markets. We ship them a lot of U.S. chicken leg quarters in particular, so that they do have a great appreciation for U.S. poultry, and we're hoping that we can get back into that market again.
For rice and wheat farmers, the potential reopening of the Iraqi market couldn't come at a better time. Prices are down, and exports are at their lowest level in years. The USDA predicts that Iraq may need to buy nearly 4 million tons of wheat this year. One potential point of friction is that for the past decade, Iraq has bought nearly all of its wheat from Australia, a U.S. ally in the war and another country that's likely to have some say in the rebuilding and feeding of post-war Iraq. Greg Allen, NPR News.